Welcome, copywriters. This is Charlotte Crockett, and today I'm joined by master B2B copywriter Steve Sloan-White. Steve is an award-winning B2B copywriter who has helped thousands of companies, large and small, grow their businesses. Steve came to appreciate the selling power of good marketing at an early age. While still in his teens, he wrote a sales letter for his father's furniture restoration business that doubled his client base in just 2 days. He's been smitten with the advertising game ever since, and over the past 15 years has helped thousands of businesses get more leads, clients, and profits with their marketing. He's written and consulted for some big companies over the years, including UPS, Hewlett-Packard, Sprint, Forbes, and others, though these days he prefers working with small clients that have a personal stake in their businesses. Profiles of Steve and his success have appeared in DM News, Inside Direct Mail, The Wall Street Journal, and other prestigious publications. He's also won multiple awards for his copywriting skills and winning direct sales letters. In addition, Steve is a sought-after speaker, teacher, and author of popular books and programs, including The Everything Guide to Writing Copy, 101 Writing Tips for Successful Email Marketing, The Wealthy Freelancer, and AWAI's Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy, which is our topic today. Welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Charlotte.
It's great to talk to you today, and I know on this call there may be some copywriters that are not already into B2B copywriting. They're maybe interested in finding out a little bit more about it. So for those that aren't familiar with B2B copywriting, can you explain what B2B copywriting is and why it's a little different than B2C copywriting?
Well, I'll give you a very short definition, then I'll give you a longer definition, I think they're both important. The short definition is that a business-to-business company is simply a company that sells products and services to other businesses rather than to, you know, regular consumers like you and I. So a company who manufactures forklift trucks, for example, will sell forklift trucks mainly to other companies, to warehouses and distribution centers and the like. They don't typically sell forklift trucks to you and I, right, to consumers. So they're selling business to business. That's the short answer, but let me give you the longer answer that I think is more revealing and more important, especially to copywriters. And it's an analogy that I you've heard me talk about before, Charlotte, called the $20 million toaster. Now, if you go to, let's say you want to buy a toaster, that's a pretty simple purchase for you and I. I mean, we would probably, you know, look up some toasters and toaster reviews on the internet, familiarize ourselves with what brands are available. Then we'll go to Walmart or some other store. We'll find them on the shelf. We'll read the copy that's on the side of the package, and we'll make our purchase. And there's our, you know, $30, $40 purchase for a toaster. That's a pretty simple, straightforward toaster. But when you think of a toaster, in order for that toaster to make it to that shelf on Walmart, there has probably been at least 100 different business-to-business transactions that were involved. For example, the steel that was used by the manufacturer to make that toaster, well, that was from a steel company that sold to the toaster manufacturer. The electronic doodad that heats up the toast, that was probably engineered and made by an electronics firm that sells that solution to the toaster company. And how did the toaster get into Walmart to begin with? Well, salespeople had to be involved in that in order to sell Walmart on carrying those toasters. Well, that toaster company perhaps hired a sales training firm to come in and train their sales reps on how to effectively sell the toaster in these Walmart stores so they can get them on the shelf. And then there's the packaging. Who designed the packaging? It was probably a design firm involved in designing that packaging and a copywriter to write the words on that package. That's a business-to-business transaction. And you can go on and on and on. And like I said, there's probably hundreds of business-to-business companies that were involved in getting that toaster on the shelf. You see the toaster, but what you don't see is the hundreds of different types of business-to-business products and services behind it in order to get that toaster on the shelf. So that's my $20 million toaster analogy. And that just lets you know how big the business-to-business industry, that market is, how big that sector is. There are, you know, hundreds, perhaps even thousands of different types of companies in B2B. And here's something interesting about B2B companies. that also distinguishes them from B2C companies is that they tend to produce a wide range of marketing materials. And that's really important to copywriters. A toaster company, for example, how much marketing materials are they going to produce? Well, they probably have a web page for their toaster. They get some copy on their packaging. They may do some other advertising and promotions, and that's it. But a B2B company that's selling, let's say, forklift trucks, I mean, I tell you, they're going to have dozens of web pages for the different types of forklift trucks. They're going to have sell sheets and brochures. They're going to have white papers and case studies. They're going to have email campaigns ongoing probably every week. They're going to be doing trade shows and advertising. They're going to be producing dozens of different marketing pieces, marketing communications, to help sell a single forklift truck. And someone has to write all those materials, hence, you know, the demand for copywriters amongst B2B companies. So that's my long answer, Charlotte, as to what the difference between B2B and B2C is.
Well, it seems like with all these marketing materials they have to produce, wouldn't they have in-house copywriters or maybe farm the work out to big advertising agencies? Is there really opportunity for freelancers there?
That's a question I get asked quite a bit. The most common question I get asked is, hey, why don't they just, you know, don't they have an advertising agency that does this for them? Yes, they do. Companies that are big enough, you know, mid-sized, larger B2B companies, yeah, they got an advertising agency that they use for national or brand advertising. They have might have a design firm that they work with on a regular basis to help do design and things of that nature. But the advertising agency and the design firm that they happen to use will not do all the work. For example, if a company wants a white paper written, they are not going to go, they're not going to send that project to their ad agency because their ad agency would charge them a fortune. And their ad agency will probably farm it out to a freelance copywriting specialist anyway. And the company knows that. So they don't want to use the ad agency as a middleman to get to a freelancer. They want to work with a freelancer directly. And there's many other types of projects, especially content projects and kind of regular ongoing marketing communications that they don't want to give to an ad agency or design firm because it's just too expensive. They'd rather use the ad agency for the big glossy advertising and the national campaigns and things of that nature, and then use freelancers for the very specific general projects like brochures, like emails, like white papers, like case studies, like web copy, things of that nature. So they do use freelancers a lot. Now, the other half of your question was, like, why don't they do it in-house? You know, again, depends on the size of company. Smaller companies may only have one marketing director, and that person can't do everything. So that person will have to develop relationships with a couple of good B2B copywriters to get the work done because there's so much marketing that's involved. And even bigger companies that have marketing teams, you know, have teams of 12, 20, 30 marketing managers in one company. They cannot do all the writing themselves. They do some of the writing, but they cannot do it all. One of my bigger clients for many years was UPS, and they have a huge marketing department, and they have, you know, dozens of marketing managers, and yet I did a ton of work, and I wasn't the only copywriter that was working with them. There were several others. And the reason is that they just can't keep up. They have so much work to do. They can't be bogged down with having to write stuff all the time. They got other things to do. They need to, you know, farm it out to good B2B freelance copywriters. And especially the more complex projects, like writing an entire website or like writing a regular e-newsletter or blog, and some of these companies publish weekly, or like writing a white paper or a case study. These kind of projects, you know, it just bogs them down. They just cannot do it in-house. They don't have the time. They can't keep up with the content they have to produce anyway. So they got to farm this stuff out. And, again, that's why there's such a high demand for business-to-business copywriters right now.
Steve, how big is this market? Is there really opportunity for enough new copywriters? I mean, if someone was to come into that market right now, would they have enough potential clients to really make a good living?
Well, there's a couple of things to know about B2B copywriting. Is that, you know, I have a interesting opportunity, the position I'm in. I'm a B2B copywriter, but I'm also train people in B2B copywriting. So I get to know some of the really successful B2B copywriters out there. Of course, like, you know, there's a few familiar names we all know, but I mean, just people you don't know that if I mentioned their name to you, you wouldn't recognize them, but they're very successful B2B copywriters. I get to know these people. And one thing I've found from one successful B2B copywriter to another is that they usually have only about 3, 4, maybe 5 clients in their client base. They don't have a lot of clients. They may take on a lot of, you know, work from other clients from time to time, but they have this foundation of 3 or 4 or 5 regular clients that really like their work, that they work with on a regular basis, and that pretty much takes up most of their time. That books them solid almost. So you don't need a lot of clients, or I should say you don't need a lot of good clients in order to book yourself solid and have a successful business. You only need a few good ones, right? So that's the good news. You don't need a lot of clients. But here's more good news, is that you'll never run out of potential clients in the B2B market. There are over 5 million B2B companies in North America. That's the United States and in Canada. 5 million of them. So you're never going to run out. And even if you eliminate the very small companies, and let's say you just focus on companies that have 50 employees or more, so those are quite large companies, there's still nearly 300,000 of those companies in the United States and Canada. So the good news is that wherever you're living in your state or in your province, you're probably surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, of potential clients in your own backyard. So you're never going to run out of prospects, and that's the great thing about this market. You're never going to come to the end of your list and go, geez, I tried everybody, no one will hire me, that's it. You know, you'll never run out. There's always another prospect you can talk to. There's always another chance at bat at working with a client and doing well and having that client as a regular client. So it's great that way.
That's very encouraging. You had mentioned white papers. What other types of projects would a freelance copywriter work on?
Well, the types of projects, there's a lot of projects that, you know, if you have any experience in B2C, in consumer advertising, that you'd be very familiar with. Advertising, print ads, online ads, Google ads, social media stuff, emails. And things of that, and website, and web copy. In fact, by the way, B2B companies are the largest web marketers. They do way more web marketing than B2C. So if you like writing for the web, you'll love B2B because these companies are all over online marketing. So a lot of the familiar stuff. And then there's some special types of projects that you can get involved in that you may not be familiar with. One of the most interesting ones and pleasurable ones to work on is the case study. And another way to say that is a customer success story. And what that involves is, well, let me paint you a scenario. Let's say you're working with a company and they manufacture forklift trucks. Well, they may want you to interview one of their customers about their experience using their forklift truck and how they came to buy the forklift truck and how the forklift truck has helped them improve warehouse productivity and how easy it is to drive and how much their users like driving the forklift and how much money they save because the forklift truck is so efficient and on it goes. You interview the customer and kind of get their story. And then you write a feature article about 500 to 800 words that tells that customer story about their experience buying and using the forklift truck. And then you write that story almost as if it's a magazine article. That's a case study. It's a very popular project amongst B2B companies. They always get freelancers to do it. So this is one of the number one types of projects that they farm out to freelancers. Never farm this out to an ad agency, always to a freelancer. And they're just really pleasurable to write. You get to talk to really interesting people. And it's, you get to hear a lot of really interesting stories. You become kind of a storyteller. So that's a unique kind of project in B2B that B2B copywriters get involved in. That's not so common on the B2C side. Another one is the white paper. Now, the word white paper, I think, scares people because they think it might be some technical thing. And some white papers are technical, but most white papers are not technical at all. They're really educational. It's kind of like a long article. Peter Bowerman, who wrote the Well-Fed Writer series, called white papers an article on steroids because it's just a long, long article and ends up being 5 to 8 pages long, and that's a white paper. And there's some research involved. There's some interviewing involved. It's kind of it's like a little book. It's fun to write, but certainly more challenging, but very lucrative as well. It's one of the highest paying types of projects in B2B. That's unique to B2B companies. A lot of companies, they always interested in getting white papers done. In fact, I just finished doing a white paper for a company just last week, and they're fun and they pay very, very well, and also, as far as types of projects, B2B companies are, get involved in familiar projects that are familiar with anybody who writes B2C, but they do it in a different way or a bigger scale. For example, B2B companies do Facebook marketing, okay? So do B2C companies, but B2B companies do it in a big way. If you just go to Facebook and Google UPS or United Parcel Service, you'll find that they got I think they must have over 100 different specialty pages on Facebook. Each page is filled with content and articles and case studies and videos and other features. And I mean, they do Facebook marketing, but they do it 10 times bigger than most B2C companies. And this is the same thing on other social media sites as well. So B2B companies tend to do a lot of things much bigger than B2C. Their websites tend to be humongous compared to some B2C sites. So I hope that's helpful and help me understand the different types of projects.
That is very helpful. And the way you describe them, you make them sound interesting and exciting, which I think contradicts what many people have a concern about, which is that B2B is dull and complex and highly technical, and unless you have that background, you can't be a B2B copywriter effectively. Do you see that as true?
Well, it's mostly not true. Now, if your client is a software company that creates technical software to help computer programmers and very complex algorithms and stuff like that, you know, some really high technical product or service, then, you know, it's going to be more difficult to understand, right, if you don't have any experience with that kind of thing. So, I mean, there are some companies that sell highly technical products and services, but they're in the minority. Actually, most companies in B2B do not have highly technical products and services. To give you an example, one of my clients is a company that does training and seminars for dentists in the area of practice management. So they do a program or they do a seminar or workshop on how to, you know, to train the front office staff on how to answer the phone or how to market their practice and how to get more patients and things of that nature. So they, you know, their whole business is around that. So they're B2B because they're marketing to dental practices, which are businesses. But, I mean, what they do is not technical at all. It's they do sales training, they do business training, they do coaching, and, you know, they have programs and things of that nature. Very, very straightforward and easy for any copywriter to understand. So, and that's the way a lot of B2B companies are. So there are some technical companies, but you don't have to write for those. You can write for the vast majority of B2B companies that whose products and services are not the least bit technical, and, you know, with some time, it's very easy for you to get your head around. Now, another myth that I hear people thinking, I hear from writers who express an interest in B2B, is this idea that the writing is boring and really stiff and business-like and things of that nature. I don't hear that as much these days as I had in years past, but I do still hear it. And, of course, that isn't true at all. The writing style and the projects are just as fun and lively and conversational as you'll find in B2B and B2C. In fact, I think some cases more so. You know, if you look at some of these business-to-business websites of B2B companies and read the copy, the good copy, right, you'll find that the writing style is very lively and conversational and direct and fact-filled and educational, and the kind of writing that, you know, I think a lot of people enjoy writing. So is it dull? No. Are the products complex and technical and hard to understand? For some companies, yes, but for most companies, no. So if you don't have any technical background, don't worry about it. You'll find a place in B2B.
Where do you see the biggest opportunities right now in B2B copywriting?
Well, I have to say the biggest opportunities right now is content. As you probably know, Charlotte, we are in the middle of a content marketing revolution. B2B companies, especially B2B companies, need to produce content on a regular basis to market their products and services, and they can't keep up. They feel like they're always behind. And by content, let me define what content is. Content is simply educational content. So a white paper, like I described earlier, is a type of content. Case studies are a type of content. Articles for newsletters are a type of content. E-books, which are becoming popular in B2B right now. Companies are looking for writers to write e-books, short e-books. That's a type of content. So any kind of educational content is what I call content. And companies have to churn this stuff out and have to produce this stuff on a continuous basis. And I tell you, I have not run into a B2B company yet who feels like they're on top of it. They always feel like they're behind. They always, you know, I talk to B2B marketing directors and owners of B2B companies, and they often will tell me that they have a stack of projects behind them that they'd love to get out. They just can't find someone to write it. I mean, or someone to produce it. It's overwhelming to them, and that's good news for B2B writers because there's all this work available in content. So if you like writing educational stuff, if you like writing articles, if you like doing some research and interviewing and writing an e-book or writing a blog or, you know, writing this kind of stuff for companies, this ongoing content, then there's a lot of steady work available with B2B companies. And the good news is that if you get your foot in the door with a company writing their content on a regular basis, you become kind of one of the team. And you position yourself as the go-to content writing person for them. And you can do very well with that. So I'd say content is the biggest. Now, before I don't want to leave people with the impression that that's the only opportunity, writing sales copy, which I define as writing persuasive copy to motivate someone to accept some kind of an offer, to sign up for something or to download something or to buy something, sales copy is also a huge opportunity in B2B. But content marketing is huge as well.
Let's say we land a B2B client. The process for doing a copywriting project for them may be a little different than perhaps a business-to-consumer company. Can you walk us through a typical process of a B2B copywriting project?
Sure. And honestly, I don't know how different it is. Most of my experience is with B2B companies. So I'm giving you... So I'm going to walk you through it, but it's from my perspective as a B2B copywriter. In fact, I have a call with a client, a new client, right after this teleconference, where I'm kicking off the process of a project. So here's what typically happens: a prospect client will contact you by phone or email, and they'll say, hey, you know, we're looking for a B2B copywriter. We found out about you somehow. We visited your website. It looks great. We think you might be the person we're looking for. Can we have a discussion about a potential project? And then you'd make an appointment, and it's usually a phone appointment, although sometimes it can be a live appointment, but it's usually a phone appointment. And that's what I have scheduled right after this call, in fact. So you have the next step is a phone appointment. You get on the phone, you discuss the project with them, you get all the details, you kind of bounce around, maybe some preliminary ideas. Let's say it's a case study or a white paper or a web page or an email, whatever the project may be. And then you quote your price, And the client hopefully gives you the go-ahead. They say, yeah, go ahead and let's do this. Let's get this project started. We're in a hurry. Can you do it tomorrow? kind of thing. So, and then you got the project. And then it proceeds, I think, very similar to B2C. You get more facts if you need it. You know, you write a draft. You send it to the client. They usually will review it fairly quickly. In B2B, they tend to move fast, so you'll get a pretty quick review. They'll come back to you with any revision requests. You finish it up, and boom, you're done, and you send them your invoice. Now, does every project go that smoothly? Of course not. But once you get some experience, most projects will go that smoothly. Right now, probably about 75% of the projects I do, clients will accept the first draft I send them. So I get no revision requests. And about 25% of the time, I get some requests for revisions, but they're very little. But I have a lot of years of experience. When you're starting out, expect to do more revisions, but that's fine. That's just part of the process. So that's the general process of B2B. That would be about the same as B2C, though, wouldn't it, Charlotte, or is it a little bit different?
Sometimes it's a bit more complex because you're working with a team often in the B2B side, it seems, than in the on the consumer side. You just tend to work with fewer people, it seems.
You tend to work with, there's usually a single point person who often makes all the decisions, right? Because in B2B, they don't do the 25-page letters, sales letters, right? And they very rarely do the long-form sales page, sales copy that scrolls on forever and ever. You don't see a lot of that in B2B. So a lot of the projects are short, often sometimes only a page or two. So they don't need a lot of people reviewing it. They don't need a critique committee or anything like that. Usually you're dealing with one person, and between the two of you, you work it out and figure it out and get the job done, which I like, actually.
Now, that sounds great. Can we talk a little bit about specifics of writing B2B copy? And I know one of the things you talk about is the business buyer really deals with having a split personality. What do you mean by that, and how do you write to satisfy those two types of his personality?
Well, again, I'll give you a simple answer, then a slightly longer answer. I think they're both important. The simple answer is that a consumer like you and I will make a decision, a buying decision to buy something for personal reasons only. You know, I'm buying this car because I like the car. So I'm buying it. A business person will make a decision, a buying decision, based on their personal reasons and business reasons. For example, let's say a warehouse manager is going to buy a new forklift truck. Okay, they may buy that forklift truck for personal reasons. They really hate the old truck. Their employees are complaining to them, and they just can't stand the complaints anymore. They want something shiny and new, just like all of us, and they want to buy the forklift truck for personal reasons. But they also need to buy the forklift truck for business reasons. They need to demonstrate to management that it's a good purchase, that it's going to help them improve productivity, that it's going to be a better forklift truck, that's going to be more economical when it comes to fuel, that's going to maybe have safety features, that's going to help perhaps lower their insurance costs or liability. There's all these business reasons that come into play. So when you're writing copy to persuade a business buyer, like a warehouse manager, to buy something, you have to take both sides into account. You have to think of the personal reasons why they would buy your forklift truck, but you also have to think of the business reasons why they would buy the forklift truck, and you have to address both of those in your copy. So that's what makes B2B copywriting a little bit different from B2C, is that you got to address those both sides with the business buyer.
What role do features and benefits play in the B2B copywriting? You'd mentioned those when you were talking about their personality. Is it strictly just features? Are they looking for just technical specifications, or do you write to the benefits as well?
Well, you know, I was reading some copy for a newsletter that was a B2C newsletter, and it was almost entirely benefits, the whole thing. which is fine for the B2C newsletter. I mean, they talked about some specifics about how many pages the newsletter is and some of the topics they covered. But basically, it was all feature, all benefits and how great I'm going to feel when I buy this and all the all the wonderful feelings I'm going to get when I, you know, and all the advantages I'm going to have and all this kind of stuff. It was all very benefit-driven, which is fine. In B2B, you have to place often equal emphasis on not just benefits, but also the features. The features play a really huge role. For example, let's use that forklift truck analogy as an example. If a warehouse manager is buying a forklift truck, and he gets a brochure for that forklift truck, and the brochure says, look at this beautiful new forklift truck. Imagine how you'll feel when you're driving around the warehouse in this Swifty, blood red forklift truck. You'll feel like you're in a race car. Woo, you know, I mean, if it has that kind of copy, it's obviously not going to work. That forklift, that warehouse manager is going to want to know all the features, all of them. He's going to want to know fuel economy. He's going to want to know at what precise angle can it turn corners. He's going to want to, before it tips over, he's going to want to know where the center of balance is exactly. He's going to want to know how high the forks go up and out. He's going to want to know the angles of deflection and on and on and on and the weight and the size. He's going to want to know all the features, right? And so you have to, as a B2B copywriter, be skilled at clearly presenting all the features as well as doing a good job at touting the benefits of the key features. Okay? So that's one of the key differences in writing B2B copy. That's why B2B copy tends to be more fact-filled and focus more on facts. It's because you have to present all these features. You can't leave one out, right? Because they're all important. Okay? So that's the role that B2B features and benefits play. In fact, when I teach business-to-business copywriting, I'll often say it's the twin pillars of persuasion, and the pillar that's holding up a roof, and the pillar called features has to be just as high and just as strong as the pillar that's holding up the benefits. Okay, they have to be both equal. Does that make sense?
That's a great visual. Yeah. Neither one of them can stand alone. You need both.
That's
to
right.
Interact. And a number of these B2B transactions obviously are high stakes, a significant amount of money or significant risk for the corporation. So how do you build belief or trust in your B2B copy?
Well, first of all, yeah, a lot of purchases are big ticket, but not all of them. I mean, photocopy machines. What are they now? $199. So I mean, so there's some excuse me. There's some B2B products that aren't that expensive. One of my clients, for example, sells a online service for real estate agents, and you can sign up for $29 a month. So a lot of it's not big ticket. Excuse me, I just had a cough there. But you're right. I mean, you do have to build belief and build trust regardless of the price point, and especially when you're involving a purchase that may be hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you're a warehouse manager buying a fleet of forklift trucks, that purchase could be easily $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 purchase. Can you imagine if you made a mistake, what that would do to your career? Right? So, yeah, trust and belief. We mentioned case studies. That's why case studies are so popular. These customer success stories that are so fun to write, and that's why B2B companies want them, because they build trust and credibility and belief. Because a case study is telling the story of what other customers are saying about the product. It's like a long testimonial. So that's very important, and also testimonials are very important. But also a clear presentation of facts. And features is also very persuasive. Like I said before, when we were talking about features and benefits, half the battle in writing good B2B copy is being able to present the features, the nuts and bolts of a product, in a very clear and accurate manner, you know, without any flowery language. That's half the battle, is just doing that. So, but that helps it become more persuasive, because, you know, if you say that the, you know, if you say, let's say you're selling steel and you say the durameter of the steel is 0.962, that's pretty convincing because unless the company's lying, the durameter of the steel is 0.962, you know. So presenting that very accurately is very important. So clear facts, case studies, testimonials is what builds belief and trust in B2B copy.
Steve, for the people that are on the call that are maybe trying to decide whether or not to go into B2B copywriting or they're just getting started, how much money realistically could they expect to make as a freelance B2B copywriter?
Well, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that I haven't met anybody making $1 million a year as a B2B copywriter, unless they're doing something else. So there's no $1 million copywriters in B2B. I know there are a couple in B2C. But the good news is that there are probably more six-figure copywriters in B2B than B2C. Now, I don't know the exact statistics, but I've been in the business for a while. I would say it's probably 10 times more. It's a field, a specialty in copywriting, where it's fully achievable, realistically achievable, for someone to make six figures. So if you want a six-figure income, then this market provides you with multiple opportunities to do that. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to be a fantastic copywriter. You do need to be a good one. But you don't have to kind of win the lottery by beating a control or anything of that nature. It's a real business where if you work at it and you become good as a B2B copywriter and you promote yourself well, you can expect to make a six-figure income. That's where you should be in a year or two. Okay, so it's a true six-figure freelance business opportunity. Okay, that and there's, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, probably thousands making that much money as a B2B copywriter, if not more.
So what would someone need to know to be able to have that six-figure income? Do they need to know how to write all types of B2B copy or just some?
Well, it helps. I think it helps initially to be very versatile because when you're starting out, you want to be open to all types of projects. So you don't want a client – let's say you want to write white papers. That's all you want to do. But you don't want a client calling you when you're just starting out saying, can you write a series of emails for us? And you do not – and you don't know how to do that? You know, most B2B copywriters know how to write all the different types of projects. They know how to write a white paper. They know how to write a case study. They know how to write web copy and emails and e-newsletters. They know how to write the full spectrum of marketing materials that a company may need. And as such, they become very valuable to that company. So I always recommend to copywriters to make sure you know how to write all the different types of projects that you'll be asked to write as a B2B copywriter. Even if you want to specialize in one type of project, become good at writing all of them because you'll be presented with all these opportunities, and you don't want to turn them down, especially when you're starting your business. Also, that being said, you know you can specialize in a particular type of project. If you want to write case studies and that's all you want to do, you can specialize in that field. But you do need to learn, have that foundational knowledge in all the different types of projects before you specialize in case studies or white papers or whatever you want to specialize in, but you do need to do that. There's a colleague and friend of mine, Michael Katz, who for years and years specialized in e-newsletters for B2B service companies. And that's what he specialized in. Now, that was a specialty, but he wrote a bunch of other stuff as well for companies. But that's what that was his specialty. And he did very, very well with that. So, it's almost like this. It's like, if you're going to be if you're going to be a specialist, most specialists are generalists first, right? You know, you take the 101 stuff. So you need to have a solid, white papers 101, case studies 101. You know what I mean? You need to know all the projects, and you need to know B2B copywriting in general. You need to have a solid foundation there. And then you can specialize in a particular type of project if you want to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to ask you the question that I know you've been asked many times before, and I've certainly had this question as well, is what's the best way to get started as a freelance B2B copywriter?
Well, one way to get started, and this is something that I really want to emphasize because it's so, so important, is if you want to get started as a B2B copywriter, become a really good B2B copywriter. Become really good at writing B2B copy. Read B2B copy. Take a course or a program in B2B copywriting. And I know we're going to be talking about that in a minute. You know, just practice it. You know, create projects, kind of mock projects for yourself and practice. Get really good at writing B2B copy. The reason is that that's what clients are looking for. I hear from clients all the time, and I mean sometimes every week, a client will contact me and they'll say, man, there seems to be a lot of writers out there, but we cannot find someone who is good at writing B2B copy. They tell me they can't find these people. So if you can become good at B2B copywriting, if you become skilled at writing B2B copy, you're going to be in high demand because I'm telling you, there's a lot of clients out there that are looking for good B2B copywriters and can't find them. Another way, a quick way in, or in addition to that, is to specialize, at least initially, in a particular niche market. That'll help build your business faster. You don't have to stay in that niche forever, but at least focus on a particular industry or niche. I know someone who is focusing on mid-sized, family-owned, business-to-business manufacturers. Okay, I know someone else who focuses on solar energy technology. I know someone who focuses on sales training companies. Okay. So, but focus on a particular type of company, especially a company, a type of company that perhaps you already know something about. For example, I was talking to a teacher last year. She's finished her teaching career. She wants to get into B2B copywriting. So she's going to be focusing on, or she already is focusing on, educational publishers who sell textbooks and educational materials to schools. That's business to business. Okay, because she's a teacher. She knows that stuff. She is familiar with that type of company. She's been on the receiving end of their marketing. So she's well positioned to write for those types of companies. So pick a niche that you have some familiarity with, and then focus on that niche market. Things will happen faster for you if you do.
Steve, you go into much more detail about all aspects of B2B copywriting and working with B2B clients in your program, Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy. Can you give us a snapshot of what's in that program and how it would help someone who wants to succeed as a B2B copywriter?
Sure, and I admit this is going to sound a little bit like a sales pitch, but I'm very proud of this program. It's called Secrets of Writing High-Performance Business-to-Business Copy or B2B Copy. And it is by far the most comprehensive program on writing B2B copy in the industry. There's nothing else out there that even comes close that I've found. And believe me, I've been looking. It's a full-blown program. It starts off, if you have no copywriting experience at all, it starts off with a mini course to get you up to speed on the fundamentals of basic copywriting. And then you jump right into a 16-part program that gradually builds your skills as a B2B copywriter. You learn about how to, you know, the copywriting, the B2B copywriting style and how to understand business buyers and how to write the copy for different types of projects. And there's lots of practice exercises that you do that build your skills. So you're building your knowledge and you're building your skills through the 16-part program. But by the end of the program, you have a solid foundation and a solid skill set in business-to-business copywriting. If you work through the program, it's almost impossible for you not to be there by the end of it. But it doesn't end there. At the end of the program, there's also a whole toolkit that helps you with your B2B copywriting career. There is the business-to-business copywriting handbook that gives you a breakdown on how to write all the individual types of projects. So if a client calls you and says, we need some emails written, you can just turn to that part in the handbook. You'll see some examples of those emails, step-by-step instructions on how to write it, and a bunch of other tips. So it's there for you the whole time. And there's many other resources attached to the program as well. But the core is that 16-part program, and it turns you into the good B2B copywriter that I was referring to earlier.
And I know this year you're doing something brand new, which is for those that may have already gotten this program or are thinking about getting it but want a little extra help, want you to walk through it with them. You're actually doing a companion series for this. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right, and it's more than just a little help. So there's two ways you can take this program. You can take the program as it is. It's a self-study program. You work through it on your own. There's a lot of support from AWAI. As anybody's taken any of their programs, they know they give you lots of support, but it's basically a self-study program. You take as long as you want to take to complete it. You can complete it in 5 weeks or take up to a year to complete it, whatever your schedule is. What the companion series is an additional program that goes with it that is more, it's a combination of a workshops and coaching. And what it is we walk you through this program over a 12-week period. We meet every week, except for, there's a one-week break, but we meet almost every week with me on the phone personally. I give you additional instructions and tips and ideas that go above and beyond the course, frankly. I give you the latest information, latest tips and techniques. It's a true workshop environment. We have discussions. We really work on building your skills and knowledge. And you get many more practice exercises that you can use to build your portfolio. In fact, that's a key ingredient of the companion series, is that there are all these portfolio-building exercises based on realistic projects that you can expect to get when you're a B2B copywriter to help you build your portfolio. So by the time that the companion series is over, after 12 weeks, you'll get all the benefits of taking the program. You'll get all this personal coaching and group coaching from me, and you'll have these portfolio building assignments that you can use in your portfolio. So it's really if you really want to take a quantum leap forward in your B2B copywriting business, then the companion series is the way to go. And also, if you want accountability, if you want a program where it says, okay, I'm going to push you to get stuff done and push you to the next level, because next week we're starting this part of it, part of the series. And if you want that kind of accountability and me holding your feet to the fire to take you through this program, then the companion series is the way to go.
Steve, I also mentioned, since you did mention that, this is the inaugural event of the companion series.
This is the first one.
Very first one. So because of that, we have a very special price on this. It's only good through August the 28th. It's a sale offer, $200 off. So the price is only $295 for the companion series. And we've also putting the Secrets of Writing High Performance Business-to-Business Copy on sale as well, in case someone needs to get that because they haven't gotten it yet and wants to do the companion series. And that is $150 off. For sale price of just $340, and that is also good until August the 28th. So I know that the companion series is limited. You can only handle so many people in that, so I would encourage
We're going to cut that off very quickly because this is the first time I've done it. I want to make sure that I give everybody the personal attention that they need. So I'm going to be watching. If it looks like it's getting enough people, I'm going to tell AWAI to let's shut the doors, because I want to make sure we do a really good job on this and really turn out some very successful B2B copywriters at the end of this. And one thing just to emphasize, you do need to have the Secrets of B2B Copywriting course program in order to take the companion series, because you need all the materials in that program to use in the companion series.
But this is a great way to get a jump start on this and to really get that in-depth help and, as you said, accountability to help you walk through that. So many times someone will buy the program and they keep meaning to get to it and keep meaning to get to it. This is a way to really help you get there and start earning money as quickly as possible. So I will put the links to both of those programs on the landing page for this call so you have access. You can read more about it, get all the details. The companion series, I believe, starts September the 16th. So you'll want to go ahead and get that on your schedule as quickly as possible. And Steve, thank you for taking the time to go through all of this fantastic information with us. And you certainly painted a very encouraging picture for anyone who wants to step into this field, because there certainly seems to be quite a bit of opportunity and a lot of variety. So there's something for everyone.
It certainly is. Can I mention one more thing?
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure, just in case someone can't find the web page you have to go through to get the link in that, if you can't find the link to these programs or something, just go to awaionline.com, contact support, with the support numbers right on the homepage, and they'll help you out.
Absolutely. Member services would be very happy to help you with this. Again, Steve, thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate all the great information you've given us, and we look forward to hearing lots of success stories from people.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Charlotte.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.